You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, that's right. It is Dom time. Loading it up today. Lee Zeldin will be here at 12:30. The EPA administrator, they call it. Are you a contrails fan or geoengineering or whatever Marjorie Taylor Greene says? He'll answer that today. Well, I'll ask it about, are they investigating that or not? Yeah, even Lee Zeldin into that. Dershowitz here at 1 o'clock. And Pat Malloy on the big issue of the day at 2 o'clock. Should we mandate that you have to have a license plate on the front of your car in Pennsylvania? Got a lot of emails, social media on that, and almost universally no. But we'll see. With a guy we really respect, the police chief, how much would that make his life better? All right. Want to start off, though, with something that's happening. Henry, if you're ready, this is cut five. This is a matter of great. Today is the All-Star game. Last night they had a pretty good home run derby. Want to play you a question from the sports media day. It was a media day yesterday. And this is a female asking the question. Now, if it gets a little bit low in a certain part, I'll tell you what she's saying. And the answers are kind of inconsequential. But the bottom line is, the world of sports colliding with MAGA, colliding with traditional American values. What the hell happened to sports? So you may know, you may remember, let's go back, because I don't forget stuff like this. The clowns that run Major League Baseball pulled out of Atlanta, the MLB, the All-Star game, at the last minute, kind of, in 2021, I guess it was. And the reason was, Georgia had passed election laws. And they've admitted they didn't even read the laws, which we had great turnout in the elections after that. It wasn't Jim Crow. It wasn't poll taxes. It was ludicrous. And yet they pulled out, costing $100 million guesstimate to business in Atlanta. Do you remember that? World of sports. Over nonsense because of Stacey Abrams, among others. So listen to this media question yesterday in Atlanta. And my broader point is this. How all-encompassing it is that even the world of sports, even though the people on the panel refuse to answer, how many of these people have gotten into the world of sports, which should be at least neutral or shouldn't be politically correct or should be better informed if they're going to get into this, how much they've infiltrated every part of our lives. So here's the question on the Sports Media Day.
There is a law on the books here in Atlanta that is a voter suppression law that Joe Biden has called Jim Crow of the 21st century. Dave, in 2021, in the MLB Network special, you said it's about being relentless with our voices and speaking up, and this is not an isolated moment, and it needs to be something talked about on an ongoing basis and being relentless with it. What happened to being relentless with our voices, and why are we in Atlanta when this law is still on the books? And it is a dangerous situation to be a journalist in Atlanta because Atlanta has detained the most journalists by ICE.
All right, let's stop right there. You know, with somebody on this panel, then I'll play you a little bit because it goes on and on and on. I can't answer that. That sounds political. Would someone at least once, this is a media representative, Jim Crow, Joe Biden, it's been universally accepted what's going on there. The elections are better. It has not prevented people from voting. You know that. We see the evidence of that. On top of that, now they're taking off journalists. Are they here illegally? They ought to be taken off. They ought to be taken off first. So you get the premise. This is Media Day. Now, usually at the Super Bowl, Media Day is more wild questions, you know, silly stuff that gets a rise. It's kind of fun. It's a carnival. No. Alleged journalist, female here. Right away with this on the All-Star game. Thank God they're trying to make it right. They've admitted their mistake and they brought it back. I'll play you a little bit of Here's the Answer.
I believe the question was a political question about laws that are on the books and everything like that. And the All-Star game was taken out. Now it's brought back.
What?
Interesting.
You don't know that?
I don't know if any of us are the experts or the ones that should be giving answers on that, but respect and appreciate the way you feel about it, and I would assume that there was a reason or some conversation that was had by the MLB and the state that all parties thought that this would be a wonderful host city for the All-Star Game, and I think everybody is all very excited to be back in the beautiful city of Atlanta.
Okay,
I think.
That's enough.
I don't want to speak out of pocket.
Yeah, that's enough. Thank you, Henry. So the guy either doesn't want to answer, his information's limited. But the broader point is we've been down this path. If you're going to engage in this, the ESPNs and the others of the world, don't you think you ought to be more knowledgeable? Otherwise, shut up. You're not knowledgeable. And you just skew toward being afraid of the mob here. Oh, people couldn't vote in Atlanta. Not true. We all know that. It's been certified. We've been through this many times. Major League Baseball admitted. They really didn't understand or read. It was pressure with Stacey Abrams and others. Yet by the same token, we're told to shut up about China. I remember making that point when this was going on and what they do in the world of sports, because there's a lot of money to be made with China. Yet here, we're going to take the All-Star game out of Atlanta at the last minute, based on nothing that was in the law. Nothing was going to prevent people from voting or anything else. And they cited all kinds of examples, something about you can't get a drink of water and all. You remember all this. So why is this always the backdrop that even infiltrates sports? And I understand the people on the panel may not be knowledgeable or they feel, oh, I don't want to joust with this woman bringing up this nonsense because where is that going to get me? But that's Media Day. That's the world of sports. That's the All-Star Game. Rather than a public apology for what they did to Atlanta before, to the average American, and just to common sense and any rationality. All right. Today we got the inflation report. There was one little tick up. I'm going to pull you Rita Bartiromo's take. Now, she's not an unbiased person on this, but she's knowledgeable. When core inflation, those things go up, she's going to say so. But it was a good report today. Look, I'm still skeptical of the helter-skelter of Trump with the tariffs, but a lot of it is working. I just think it's all over the place at times, and it would be better if it were buttoned up more. But overall, it's worked, and the inflation rate, oh, everybody was watching this today. We were told it was going to be gargantuan. It's not. Particularly used car prices, they are down substantially month over month and year over year. And you may remember under Biden, that was a biggie. So here's Maria Bartiromo on Fox talking about today's inflation report.
Look, you've got to look at this report as another victory for President Trump, who has focused on reining in inflation. And that's what we're seeing from this report again.
All right. So that's what we are seeing from this report. Core inflation, the main products, et cetera. Some of them were below expectation of what Wall Street thought it would climb to. That's good. One was slightly above. But overall, there's no huge surge here because of seeing the effects of the tariffs. We keep on being told we'll see the effects of the tariffs. I'm not a tariff guy. You know that. I get the negotiating, the wheeling, dealing with it, but I am still not saying that's the principal way to go. But it has been successful in large measure. And inflation has not jumped in here in any way that is out of bounds. All right. So one other cut. I'll give you the side question. We got the EPA administrator, Lee Zeldin. Are you a contrails or a geoengineering? Look, I'm suspicious. Wherever Bill Gates is, I want to know what that guy's up to. I mean, I think in the back of his mind, he thinks we're going to fight climate by blocking out the sun just a little bit, like putting sunglasses on the sun. Oh, what could go wrong? Oh, what could go wrong? So I am suspicious. You know, it's like a Superman thing. People want to control the weather. Anybody wants to do that. I don't see the evidence that's there, though. And I think that what Lee Zeldin is doing is taking a rational approach. He's going to examine everything EPA has and then report to the public. So you'll hear that. He'll be here at 12:30, and I think he wants to tout this big summit today on AI and Pennsylvania energy. Dan gave me the panel three, the big one for the summit. Dave McCormick, energy guy. Doug Burgum, energy guy. Lee Zeldin, EPA. And Josh Shapiro. What the heck is Josh Shapiro doing on that? Oh, my God. How can he talk about energy dominance or anything else? That's a misprint.
That's actually kicked off right now. It's happening. If we want to bump in a second, I could have the audio.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let me know. If you see Josh Shapiro speaking, I'd love to see
him. Oh, he is. My internet's going slow, so give me 20 seconds.
I'll give you the side question here in a moment, but this is a big event. They're talking about $90 billion in investment coming to Pennsylvania. President Trump there. We've talked to Dave McCormick about this. And Josh Shapiro masquerading once again as somebody who is on the right side of this with natural gas, Pennsylvania energy, dominance, et cetera.
You want to hear some of him?
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of Josh.
Yeah, you can put me up there.
Henry, yeah, here we go.
And there we go. Why aren't we hearing
that?
Oh, it's probably my computer's messed up.
Okay. All right. Whenever you get
it. Live Wire 2, Henry? Sorry.
Okay,
here we go. Yeah, no, Henry's the tech expert that I need to talk to.
So I would love to hear from both of you.
Well, let me begin and say, Senator, thank you for convening us here. And I have to thank Dina as well, because I read in the paper it was Dina's idea to get us together.
Good ideas start with Dina.
It's wonderful, and I appreciate the partnership that we have, not just on this, but on so many other things, and really respect what you're trying to do and appreciate how well our teams work together to accomplish these goals. And to all of you who are here, I think you're here at a really important and unique moment for Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is on the rise. And I think this deal with Amazon is an indicator of all that we can be when we harness the unique things that we have going for us, and when we have government and the private sector working together, not at odds, and where we pull in our educational institutions, to the core of your question, in a way that really helps move Pennsylvania forward. So, why does Amazon pick a place like Pennsylvania? First, we are unique.
Okay, I got enough, Dan, of the great man here for this moment. We'll see if anything else comes out of it. All right, let me give you the side. Yesterday was Storm the Bastille Day, one of the most famous of all time when it comes to prisons, the French Revolution, that kind of stuff. So we've never done this one before. We're looking for a film, book, a TV show, or a song that you think says something about prison. You got to be specific. That is important. I'll give you two. You're not going to win with Shawshank Redemption. Of course, we have to take that off. Great film. I think I've seen it 16 or 17 times. I don't know that a week goes by that you don't see it. But here's one that is a sleeper film, and it's called Sleepers. I don't think it did great at the box office. Huh? It's riveting, though. It's a story of three or four, I forget, kids who were punks in New York. But, you know, they weren't completely destructive, although they killed a guy when they were stealing something inadvertently. They get sent to a reform school, and the guards are abusive sexually and every other way. And in the end, they're men now, and they meet up with the chief guard who happens to be having dinner in the restaurant that they frequent. I don't want to give away too much more, but I'm telling you, Sleepers, Kevin Bacon is key in this. I forget the other actors. You would know them, though. All right. So I'll take Sleepers off in case you've seen that. It's not something anybody might call in with. I just wanted to recommend. All right, Henry, what's yours?
Yeah. How about the song you're hearing underneath us talking right now? It'd be Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy.
Okay.
Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak. I mean, nothing says like Bastille Day, like, you know, like revolution, freedom.
Okay.
Let's get out of jail. Let's go free. So, yeah, Jailbreak.
Jailbreak. All right. Dan?
I'm going to take Folsom Prison Blues off the board just because I feel like that's
anything
a big
Johnny
one.
Anything Johnny Cash did on those.
Oh, so much Johnny Cash.
I walked the line.
But one of the greatest prison scenes is not a show that's centered around prison, but it's when a character stuck in prison has to fight his way out with essentially one shot the entire time. One of the coolest fight scenes I've ever seen and one of the most gory fight scenes I've ever seen, that being The Punisher on Netflix. Season 2 start. He's in prison and he fights his way out. It's a really good scene. I highly suggest people go back and check that out.
You ever see the TV show where the guy goes to prison intentionally and he's got a map on of how to break out of prison on his body?
Is that...
I forgot the name of it.
Is that Prison Break?
I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah, is that Prison... What's an interesting idea. Tattoo your body. Interesting tattoo there. All right, so...
It is.
Yeah, it is. Okay. 855-839-1210. You get on board. I'm looking at a cut on Fox of Ronald Reagan... this date or around this date in 1982, calling to dismantle the education department. That's 43 years ago. Guess what? It's underway. I'd say by the end of the year, anyhow, the education department will pretty much not exist. I don't think you can take it away on paper and it's meddling sort of, but there won't be people there.
I do have that audio if you want it.
Of...
Reagan.
Oh, Reagan. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here you go.
Bad thing, you know,
so here you go. And wow, I'm so awful.
We'll realize major budget plan I submit to you on February 8th. We'll realize major savings by dismantling the Departments of Energy and Education and by eliminating ineffective subsidies for business. We'll continue to redirect our resources to our two highest budget priorities: a strong national defense to keep America free and at peace, and a reliable safety net of social programs for those who have contributed and those who are in need.
All right. Around this time, 1982, 43 years ago, Trump actually checking that box. Now, you can say, well, it's still going to be okay. It's not going to be there, though, in the functioning matter. What it was a vehicle for any administration to punish conservative thought, parents, objections to whatever it is they wanted. It made it convenient to get it out there. Little note, we don't usually announce this, but boy, all the rest of this week, we are playing for Dom's Money Melody, around 213, pair of lawn tickets to see the Dave Matthews Band Summer Tour 2025, July 25th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
We actually just got a correction of that.
Just got one. Yeah.
Just got it just now as you were saying that.
All right.
It's July 26th, not the 25th.
All right. It's Saturday. Well, it's even better.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right. So there's a good correction.
What timing?
All right. So you'll get a pair of tickets, lounge seats. That's the prize. Be there at 2:13. You can't win if you don't play. We'll have something good. You'll have a chance to guess, and we'll do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. All right, it's a big prize. Thank you, Walter. Okay, jump in now. Get on board. Prisons. Maybe you want to tell us the scene. Maybe you want to tell us the reason why. It might be a book. It could be a song, TV, film. Hit us with that. Lee Zeldin coming up, and Alan Dershowitz, who was the attorney for Jeffrey Epstein. Laura Trump, I'll play you coming up. She says last night on a podcast that we're going to be a lot more transparent with this stuff. You're going to see more about Epstein. Okay, I take Laura Trump as a messenger. What are they going to tell us? All straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, there you go. Prisons. You know we'd work our way around to it. Who knows? You know, the side question, I think we've done about 5,000 of them. No, it couldn't be that many. Maybe 300 times. Maybe 2,500. So, you know, we try not to repeat. All right, hit us with that. Now, I mentioned immigration. We've been talking about this the last few days. Democrats putting the narrative out there that, yeah, Americans like what Trump's doing with the border. They like it when you go after people here that are obviously illegal and violent, even though they did nothing about it. But they don't want you going after people that are just here illegally. Well, I'm looking at a Harvard Caps Harris poll, Harvard, and it indicates still, now it's not overwhelming, that a majority of Americans do want mass deportation. Now, they don't want people just round it up and willy-nilly and all that. There's got to be some process, but they're on board with it. And then I look at this story that the Inquirer has been touting. I grew up not too far from there, 20th and Morris. Seen better times, 20th and Morris, in my view. And they talk about the arrest, the Inquirer does, of Daniel Fernando Alvarez Enriquez. What's with the four names? But okay. Age 19. Philadelphia police had arrested him on February 13, lodging charges of aggravated assault, robbery, theft by unlawful taking, simple assault, conspiracy, resisting arrest, and reckless endangerment of another person. Enriquez, police said, allegedly attacked a man who attempted to stop Enriquez's companion from robbing a woman in South Philly. Here's what happened. Philadelphia police said the incident occurred at 10:40 p.m. January 10th. Enriquez and another man were on the 1400 block of South A Street. Enriquez's companion approached a woman who was sitting inside her car, then pulled her hair while attempting to grab her phone. A bystander intervened to try to help the woman, and Mr. Enriquez then physically assaulted the bystander, the Good Samaritan. Yet the morons in the neighborhood here around 20th and Morris are all up in arms. They're out there with signs and, oh my God, what kind of country is this? Somewhat because of Enriquez, but also there were four other men who were there illegally, and they were all taken into custody. About Enriquez, they say, well, he still is a member of the community. He was a member of the neighborhood. Wow. This is the changed Philadelphia. And that's South Philly. So imagine this guy doesn't show up. That's why they're coming after him. Out of $50,000 bail. I don't know how he got that or what he put up. He allegedly attacks this Good Samaritan trying to stop this guy who's dragging the woman by the hair or grabbing at her hair to get her phone. And this neighborhood is featured in the Inquirer. They're the ones who were yelling from the rooftop, cowards at ICE, as ICE took people out. This is the new Philadelphia. This is what you're up against. This is the attitude. Okay, 855-839-1210. You'll get a line. Lee Zeldin coming up, the contrails thing, the geoengineering, a lot on that with the EPA. I think essentially what he's going to say is they're studying it and they'll release all the information. I think that's how government should operate. He's being attacked because he's not signing off on it, and or the other side's attacking him because he's willing to be open to take a look at exactly what they have. Now, I'm not a believer in it, but there are people that are, and he's trying to say this is a different type of government, and we are going to take a look at things like this. This is Cut 7, Henry, before we get to that. Here is Alan Dershowitz, who'll be on at 1 o'clock today, former attorney for Epstein. Here's Dershowitz talking about the Trump administration. He says they're not hiding the Epstein files. It's the judges.
Is the government hiding a client list or anything that the Trump administration could release tonight?
No, there is no client list. There never has been a client list. A client list suggests that Jeffrey Epstein made a list of people to whom he trafficked women. What there is a redacted FBI affidavit from accusers, and there are several of them, from accusers that accuse Jeffrey, that accuse various people of having improper sex. And that has been redacted. The names of the people accused have been blacked out. Now, of course, because I was the lawyer and I did only investigations, I know who all these people are. I could figure out, based on everything that I saw, who Mr. X is, Mr. Y is, and Mr. Z. I can tell you right now, none of them are public figures who are currently in office. Some of them were previously in office. Some of them are dead. But there is no client list. And the redactions could be undone if you go to court. So many of the things that are being suppressed by two judges in Manhattan. And they're doing it largely to protect the alleged accusers who are, in the view of the judges, victims, even though we don't know what their actual status is. But the judges have issued orders, which is why I can't disclose things I'd love to disclose, saying that you can't disclose this information. But Pam Bondi and the Justice Department and Donald Trump are not responsible for that. I don't know of any information that they could disclose that they haven't disclosed. Now, maybe there is some, but I'm simply not aware of it. And so I think it's important to place the blame where the blame deserves to be placed. The vast majority of people who are in the files, and I know them all, I've seen all the names, the vast, vast majority of them have already been disclosed. They're in articles all over the world. They're in books that have been written. So if we got everything, you would be shocked how few names are there that haven't already been disclosed. The media hasn't, by the way, done a good enough job in finding the people who have been disclosed in the public record. So that's that list.
Okay. All right. There's Alan Dershowitz. We'll get him at 1 o'clock today. I'll probe that a little bit more. See what you think. That's a completely different angle. How credible is he on this? Because he's been somebody that people have gone after. He's defended himself around this. Coming up, though, we used to speak to Lee Zeldin during the campaign. He's the EPA administrator. They don't call it secretary. You know, and the EPA usually is on the front page stopping somebody from doing something, but not in this administration. They're cutting regulations, they're cutting all the Green New Deal scam, and they're opening up the books to see what do they know about contrails and geoengineering when it comes to weather. Lee Zeldin next on Talk Radio 12.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Up 10. All right, down to your Dana Show. Big issues, big guests. So I'm not sure, maybe because of the big summit being held in Pittsburgh today, that we brought you some of Josh Shapiro, with the president's there, Dave McCormick. And that's why they wanted to get on the EPA director, if you administrator. Yeah, it's an awkward thing, you know, administrator, secretary, the chief guy. All right. But the EPA under the Trump administration is operating much differently than we've seen under the Biden administration. So first time in that role, let's bring in the EPA administrator, Lee Zeldin. EPA administrator Lee Zeldin, welcome back to Philadelphia.
It's great to be with you.
Well, I'm surprised when I did a little bit of background to see what the EPA was up to. A lot on AI. Why the EPA and AI?
The EPA has a lot of equities in this space, permitting, siting, working with states. There's engagement with the local communities as part of this process. You know, EPA has the power to speed up permitting and to get projects done faster. EPA has the power to slow things down and really gum up the works. So we want to make sure that we're using all of our equities productively to make America the AI capital of the world. It's a top priority of the Trump EPA.
Lee Zeldin with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Congressman, Administrator, the big, beautiful bill. I can imagine if you were in Congress, you would have been a central player. How does that intersect with your mission at the EPA?
I'll tell you a really big way is it rescinded billions of dollars of Green New Scam funding. During the Biden administration, when they had one-party rule in Congress, through a bill they called the Inflation Reduction Act, as you know, they passed tens of billions of dollars off in green slush fund money, in many respects given out to friends, former Biden and Obama political appointees, Democratic donors. It was given through pass-throughs, in some cases through additional pass-throughs, recipients that were unqualified, agency oversight deliberately reduced. This is what we inherited, and we've been working through this since the moment that President Trump was sworn in here for this term in office. And what Congress did as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill was to rescind billions of dollars in this funding on behalf of the taxpayer. You know, when we are out here, and I mentioned this during last week's cabinet meeting, when we're out here talking about how we shouldn't be using tax dollars to fund left-wing activist NGOs, it's not because we want to take the money and give it to right-wing activist NGOs. This is tax dollars that if you're going to spend a dollar at any moment to remediate an environmental issue, then spend the dollar on remediating an environmental issue, not to fund some activist group to tell us the next dollar should get spent on remediating an environmental issue.
That is such a good point. And I remember in Congress, too, you get it. It's not about just waste, fraud, and abuse. It's about trying not to take from taxpayers as early on as we can. I have to say, too, early on, you've changed the image of the EPA from an organization that is rife with fraud and abuse, but also the overregulation of Americans. You know, when you were in Congress, I remember, we would have you on and we'd talk about some of these outrageous, a puddle somewhere was called a lake. What can you tell us about trying to free up Americans while also protecting the environment?
Well, you're bringing up a really good point just now. One of the announcements we made on March 12th was to reconsider the definition of waters of the United States, because there were people who were concerned that they, on their farm, their ranch, their land, they might see some water that emerges. Now they have to go hire an attorney or a consultant to tell them whether or not it's subject to federal jurisdiction as a water of the United States. It didn't make any sense. So we now, post Supreme Court decision in the Sackett case, we are going to have clear, simple, prescriptive definition, and Americans will know whether or not a waterway qualifies for a water of the United States subject to federal jurisdiction. But that wasn't the only thing on March 12th. Now, we had dozens of different announcements that day that amount to the largest deregulatory action in the history of the country. We believe that we can both protect the environment and grow the economy, and it's not a binary choice. So when we are finished, while we're done doing very important work to help deliver clean air, land, and water for all Americans, we also will have accomplished more deregulation than entire presidencies across all agencies, across the entire administration. When you look back in history, that's how much of a mess it was that we inherited, and we're going to fix it all. And we're not going to take 4 years to get it done.
No, it's very rapid. I follow you on Twitter, and I follow some of the stuff you're doing. Now, I like the wisdom of Solomon, if you might, with people on the contrails and the geoengineering, a lot of that in the news. And as I understand it, what you've said is full transparency. We're going to look at everything we have. We're going to talk about what's out there now. But we're not going to rashly either shut down conversation or jump in there with some conspiracy theory. What are you trying to do with that?
Yeah, amen. People have questions. They have concerns. And if they get ignored by their government, then they might start filling in that vacuum with their own conclusions, and might start to believe and advance certain things that, unfortunately, are conclusions that you reach to without being able to communicate with your duly elected government. That's the wrong answer. In our country, when those questions are asked of government, government has a responsibility to respect the people that we are supposed to represent, to heed those questions, provide answers. If you don't know the answers, to look into it. So I come into this position well aware of how many people have had questions about weather modification, geoengineering, specifically solar geoengineering, the lines that you'll see coming out of the back of aircraft that sometimes dissipate right away, sometimes last a few minutes, sometimes last hours, sometimes they turn into clouds. You know, if you have a whole lot of jet aircraft above your house, then you know, maybe you're seeing a whole lot at one time. There's a lot of questions. So what I challenged the agency to do is to make sure that everything that the agency knows, that everything that I know as administrator, is put out to the public. Now, you know, you might be able to generate some AI picture or video that can look quite spooky and start scaring people.
Right.
I'm just asking anyone inside of government or outside of government to work together, to communicate with each other, to answer questions and do it. And in my role as administrator VPA, I want the public to know whatever I have access to as administrator. I have nothing that I want to see myself, the agency, the government hide.
Well, that's certainly, we look forward to having you back on that, because as you know, that's a big issue. And I think this is the way, as a broad principle, as you just stated, that's the way government should operate. Parting question for Lee Zeldin. What's on the horizon for you? What is it that we'll be seeing from EPA, say, in the next few months?
Well, we just touched on the big stuff. On the policy front, gaining control of the money, the billions of dollars, the policy agenda, protecting the environment, growing the economy, the AI event today. I'll be with President Trump in Pennsylvania with a number of other members of the cabinet, hosted by Senator Dave McCormick. So all eyes once again back on Pennsylvania today.
Yes,
leading the way on artificial intelligence.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, and thanks for the great job you're doing at this. This is a very important role, and I hear all the time when I talk with you, balance on this, and that's exactly what the EPA needs.
Yeah, 100%. And by the way, on that last topic, epa.gov/geoengineering, epa.gov/contrails. That's what we put up a few days ago. Where, you know, I told my team all the meetings, all the conversations. I said, okay, now let's put it all together and put it out to the public so that everything you told me, we're telling the public, and we're just going to continue to engage from there.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Administrator. Thanks for coming on today.
You got it. Take care.
All right. There is Lee Zeldin, the EPA Administrator, and you can tell the hot button thing here that is driving, and I think he's handling it correctly, are contrails, geoengineering, weather. You know, maybe in a future time we'll ask about Bill Gates and what merry mischief he's up to. But important role, and he emphasized Dave McCormick tomorrow and the big event, or today, the big event here in Pittsburgh with the president. We'll have more on that coming up. 855-839-1210. Okay, you're with Dom. Hope you enjoyed. I'm just going, by the way, people saying chemtrails. I get it. I was told contrails, though, by the EPA. So both, we're talking about that problem, weather, and is anything going on? And I thought he answered it correctly. All right, let's go to Robert in Bensalem here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Henry, good to talk to you guys today. That movie that you were talking about, Sleepers, was a good movie, but there's a little fun fact there. If you remember the scene where they had the guard admit on the stand that they were messing with the kids, that actor was Terry Kinney, and apparently he did well because he got promoted because he was the unit supervisor in the show Oz, Tim McManus.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to Oz? You're not going to Oz. We can take that one.
Oh, no.
Since you mentioned. Look,
I can't believe I did that.
No, that's okay. I liked Oz a lot, but boy, you talk about a heavy duty watch. Oh, my God.
I know. Whoa. That was pretty raw.
Yeah.
But for my side answer to the side question, I'm going to go with the movie Papillon, where the man was sent to a penal colony that the French have along the northeast coast of South America. And the whole story is about his fighting for his freedom. And in the end, when he's floating off in that boat, probably to a certain death, and he says, "I beat you, you bastards." That was just a great movie. I'm going to go with Papillon. You guys have a great day.
I like
okay?
Papillon, too. And boy, talk about difficult stuff, though. Where he hides stuff. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Don. That was a great segment with Lee Zeldin. Thank you.
Yeah, look, I think he's doing the right thing. I think it's overblown, the geoengineering and all. But he's taking a balanced approach, and that's what he should be doing.
Well, and it's this whole administration's job. And I was told this young, when I was very, very young. President's number one responsibility is to protect us. And that doesn't just stop at the president. It stops at his administration.
Right.
From all shapes, forms, and, you know, attacks.
Hey, Joe, before you go forward, let me just ask you out of the blue, and if you don't have one, that's okay. I can't wait. Even Alan Dershowitz, yes, I'm going to love that. But after that, we finally have Trump's, I don't know if I have all 250 of them here. It's wild. His Garden of Heroes. And the Washington Post is putting on extra people because of the people that will be in the Garden of Heroes. They can't stand it.
Well, you know, every one of those heroes isn't going to hold any kind of credibility with the left. You're asking me for my...
Who would you put in there? Yeah, if you want it to be a bit provocative particularly.
Oh, gee whiz.
I'll tell you this, while you're thinking, Joe, he leads off with Columbus, and that's who I would lead off with. Right down Broadway, I want a statue of Columbus. It's like a block long.
Well, in those terms then, to honor the guy who follows you up in the afternoon, let's go with Magellan, because Rich Scioli is a world traveler these days.
Magellan, okay. I don't know if that's American or not. Magellan might be saying gravy. I'm not sure.
usually facilitate things off the top of my head. I just couldn't do it today.
Yeah,
had me at a loss.
Yeah.
I mean, Ronald Reagan. How's that? I mean,
that's the chalk. There you go. Yep.
He's my hero.
Yep.
He is my hero. Yep. And Trump could surpass him. He could.
So,
and
Joe, do you think a mulligan's in August? The vote ought to be, because I love the vote stuff. Should it be Trump or Reagan? Would that be fun or no?
It would probably be the best one available. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do that one. That's what I'm looking at.
And you take credit for it, not me.
Oh, no, you take credit for it. Joe, what's your side?
My side, and it's typical Stephen King, garbage to me in a way. I love the movie, but he made the supporting actor out to be almost like Jesus Christ. Where what, you know, and I'm for the capital punishment. I really am, the death penalty. But he made everybody think, what if you do away with, you know, the wrong person? Because that guy, you know, he's creating all, the big guy, that large guy, you know, he's creating all these miracles and healings. What if you exterminate the wrong person? And my entry is the Green Mile.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, I'm not seeing that with Charles Manson. It's a miracle. All right. Coming up, Alan Dershowitz, and I'll give you Trump's Garden of Heroes. It's pretty wild. It's eclectic. A lot of New Yorkers in there. That's all coming forward here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.